Win number one in the books for the Marlins in 2015, a 10-inning, 10-9 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays last night. Walk-off fashion, 11 walk-off wins a year ago. The first one comes in game four here this year. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. I'm Kyle Seeloff. It's my pleasure to be joined alongside Marlins relief pitcher Brad Hand. Brad, let's go back to spring training. We came into the spring. Is Brad Hand going to be with this ball club? Is he not? You legitimately pitched your way onto this ball club. Take me through your mental approach this spring.
Yeah, I knew I was going to have a chance to come in and compete for the fifth starting spot, and then if not, somewhere in the bullpen. I feel like I made some good strides at the end of last year during the season, so I was ready and prepared and just going out there in spring training and trying to pitch. Not really worry about everything else, just go out there and pitch. If I pitch well, then I know I'll find myself on the team.
A lot of guys, if they know they're on the ball club, they can work on things throughout the course of the spring. What was your mindset? Did you know, I've got to go out there and be perfect every time I take them out? I don't really have time to work on new pitches or anything new.
Yeah, I mean, I just had to go out there and compete and put up as many zeros as I could. Going in there competing for a job. And if not, in the starting rotation somewhere in the bullpen, kind of just doing whatever they need me to do.
4 1/3 terrific innings on Tuesday coming out of the bullpen. The difference between pitching out of the bullpen and a starting pitcher, even on Tuesday, you came into the game early. How tough is that to get yourself ready?
It was pretty tough. Last year was the first time I ever pitched out of the bullpen, so it was kind of a big adjustment I had to make. I feel like this year I'm well more prepared than I was last year. You just got to be ready to go every day, and you got to have your stuff sharp right out of the get-go when you come in out of the bullpen. When you're starting, you kind of have the first few batters kind of get feel back for the game and everything. Coming out of the bullpen, you got to be ready to go right away.
When you got told you were going to make the ball club, what's that feeling like? There's a lot of guys in camp to know that you did it.
Yeah, it feels really good. I mean, it's like a weight lifted off your chest, whole spring training. You're kind of knowing you're competing for a spot, and then once they say that you made the team, it's really sigh of relief.
A lot of guys have their set roles. This guy like Steve Cishek, Mike Dunn, they're bullpen guys. Tom Kohler, Jared Kosnert, they're guys that are going to take the mound every fifth day. How do you prepare on any given day?
You just got to come to the ballpark expecting to pitch every day. My role, I could pitch in the first inning, I could pitch in the eighth inning. There's no set time where I could come in, so you just got to be ready at all times and just prepare yourself like you're going to pitch every day.
You mentioned you made great strides last year. You did a heck of a job this spring. What do you attribute that to? Anything in particular?
I would say cutting down my walks. My first few years in the big leagues, I've always given up way too many walks, and they've always come back to hurt me. Throwing more strikes, keeping the ball down, and changing speeds.
Brad Hand, always a pleasure. Let's go get win number two this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Marlins Radio Network.